Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Guys, what the fuck is going on? This is a question that I kind of go to bed with every single day at the moment and wake up to every single day at the moment. This, like, what the fuck? I don't get it anymore. I don't know what is going on. I am like life is so difficult to grasp at the moment. Everything so weird again and doesn't make sense. And I don't know. I really don't know. But I don't want to talk as a confused guy today. I want to talk as a guy who kind of realized that all this confusion is just there because I'm confused. And I gotta say this, like, the last couple of weeks, months, pretty much the whole year, I was a really, really confused guy, in general speaking. And there are multiple reasons for that. And maybe I want to go to this point where I can say that life was really, really, really overwhelming for me quite often this year. And by overwhelming, I mean this feeling of drowning, of not knowing how to survive the next wave, not knowing how to handle things properly in a way where I don't drown. If it's paying rent, if it's making money, if it's finding creativity in work, pursuing my dreams, doing the next step, having healthy relationships towards other people, loving myself, all of these things that are so present in my world, in my life. Oh, it's difficult to deal with all of that when you're not okay. And kind of last week, I got to a point where I looked in the mirror and had to admit to myself that I'm not okay. I'm not doing well at the moment, and there's nothing wrong with that. And it doesn't mean that it's a shame to admit this or anything negative about it. There's nothing wrong with being not okay. The only thing wrong with that is to act like you are okay. And I'm so tired of that. I'm so tired of always pretending, and not just pretending, to numb myself all the time. To always escape the reality. The world is fucked up at the moment. Yes, it is. Let's look at it. Let's not just take our phones out, smoke joints, drink alcohol, disappear in dark clubs, watch TV, lose ourselves in social media, whatever it is, eat food. There's so many ways of numbing ourselves. And I'm tired of being numb. I'm tired of being this persona that pushes reality away just because I feel like I can't handle it. And this feeling of I can't handle it so often comes from just not being okay, not dealing with my shit. There's so much inside me that screams for attention. Character traits, toxic behaviors, traumas. Like, it's, I wrote it down so often. I know that I got issues. We all got them. We all got them, and there's nothing wrong with having issues, problems, things we're struggling with. Just one more time, again, there's something wrong with acting like it's not there. And I feel like the world kind of just throws it in our face at the moment. There's so much wrong shit out there. Or I don't want to say wrong. There's no right or wrong. I would say there's so many things that just don't feel good And instead of admitting that they don't make us feel good or we don't feel good, it's this show of like, hey, yeah, it's not so bad. Just put a smile on the face. Man, this process of really sitting down and being like, fuck, I'm not okay. How do I deal with that? For the first time in my life, I'm in a process of getting help, a psychiatrist, to have someone. And this doesn't mean I'm crazy. I need to be like put in an asylum, tied up and like eating pills all day. For the first time in my life, I want a person that I can go to once a week, every 2 weeks, where I can just drop everything. Just show myself fully without being scared of being judged. A stranger that does this for a living, to just observe people, look at them, hear them talk and analyze, give advice. For the first time in my life, I can proudly say, I want help. I want someone to coach me, to look at my life from an outside perspective, who is not involved in any kind of way, who has no personal interest in me doing this or doing that. It's just observing. And I feel like society-wise, we are at a point where we should slow down and get help. Instead of just running, acting like, I'm okay, until a moment hits us where we get sick, something we are so scared of at the moment. Everyone is getting scared of being sick, not being able to function properly. I would say the biggest fear that's out there at the moment, getting sick. But at the end of the day, it's the thing the road leads to. If you ignore yourself all the time, at some stage the body shuts down. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just something that happens. It's like a mathematical formula. You know it's going to happen at some stage. You don't take care and you don't listen to yourself. Okay, here's the price. This is what you pay for. And I call this episode today clarity, because this is where I want to go to. This is what I want to try. I want to be there. I want to have clarity in my life. I don't want to feel numb all the time anymore. I smoked so much weed this year. I was high so many times of this year. And it was fun. It was cool to do it. For the first time in my life, I was able to smoke a joint whenever I wanted to smoke a joint. But looking back on it, I can say that there were maybe a bit too many joints that I smoked. A bit too many gin and tonics that I drank. And this doesn't come from a place of judgment or being like, dude, you don't got your life under control. It's just a behavior that I like got used to because it comforted me. It made my head shut up. It made me, yeah, hide in a way. The voices that screamed, hey, I need help. I want attention. Look at me. They got less noisy. And being numb is a state where everything seems more easy. But at some stage, it gets you. Life caughts up on you. And then you look at yourself and you see that you're not healthy. You're not sleeping good. You're not eating well. You're not exercising. You're not loving yourself. And this portrays out there in the world. If you're not okay, the world is not okay. How's the world supposed to be a good, happy place when you're not good and happy? Something that I'm missing so much is the love at the moment. Just today, I think I had the worst Christmas experience ever, or Christmas market experience. Anton and me, we just like strolled around the city today. We had such good conversations, and at some stage we ended up at the Christmas market at Alexanderplatz here in Berlin. And it was the first time I was in a Christmas market in quite some time. And I hated it. It was the worst fucking experience ever. There was security everywhere. You needed to show your QR code. People wanted you to wear masks. Everything was closed off. There was police everywhere. The energy was horrible. It made me, like, before that, I was good. And this Christmas market experience just made me depressed. It was so bad. Everyone was just unhappy and scared, and it was so weird. And of course the world is like that. Everything we care about is how we make money, how we make more money, how we can be better than our neighbor, how our car can be shinier than the other cars. We're still living in a world where it's so important to be the best, to be the first, to be the biggest, the prettiest, the fastest. Fuck all of that, man. I'm so tired of this world. Of course, I'm trapped in it as well. Like, my rent is not being paid by itself. I gotta go out there and hustle and make money and do things. But I'm so tired of this society of putting your elbows out and pushing other people away on your journey. Instead of walking together, walking as a community, walking as a collective, as a crew, as an entourage, there's so much beauty in doing things together, and I feel so disconnected and separated to so many people out there. It doesn't mean that we should be friends with everyone. But I'm missing this love towards each other. And of course, with this whole Mehr Liebe thing, making clothes, making events, bringing people together, I'm trying to fight for it. And it's definitely not easy to go out there and be like, hey guys, spread the love. When I don't even know how to love myself properly. I'm a 25-year-old dude who, fuck, man, like, I got so much love from my parents. I'm so unbelievably grateful for that. Mehr Liebe, my podcast, my empathy, it would never exist on a level that it is today without these two beautiful people that raised me and my brother with everything they had, and especially with love. But at the end of the day, I still struggle with spreading love, giving love, and at the end of the day, loving myself. And I just want us to get there. I'm so tired of fear, of being scared, of not doing things because my head tells me, like, you can't, you shouldn't, you're not allowed. And I'm so tired of being lost in my own head, thinking about things. I want to get back to a, like, momentum of doing things, not thinking about everything all the time, just doing it. And I feel like I was there at some stage, but in the last, like, 2 years, it kind of disappeared a bit. And it's this, like, scary, slow disappearance that, yeah, it just happens little by little, day by day. And then at some stage you wake up and you feel like this disconnected piece of meat that is not attached to anything and anyone. And that just wants love. Man, at the end of the day, we all want love. This is what it's all about. This question of, like, why am I here? What am I doing? What's my purpose? It's to give and to receive love. And everything else unfolds when there's love. But I feel like this love is missing at the moment, society-wise, worldwide. I don't want to say it's a lack of love. I would just say we are all walking on the wrong street. There's this path of love. It's already there. And people before us walked it. It's not that love just got invented. But as a whole crew, as a world population, it would be so beautiful if we would all walk together on that road. But for me, it still feels like we are more comfortable on just being scared, having fear, hiding, not showing ourselves. And even with this podcast here, I want to go back to uploading regularly, like once a week, publishing an episode, having guests back on this podcast. There's so much going on behind the scenes as well. I'm working on the biggest project that I ever worked on. There's so many things that probably, not probably, they will go down the beginning of next year. And I can't wait to do it, to stop thinking about it, to stop being scared. I'm so scared of all the things that are about to come because it's so much risk. I'm putting everything that I have, and not even my stuff. There's other people involved that are putting their shit, their money, their time into creating together with me, and it fucking scares me. But I still want to do it. I want to go for it. I want to take my shot and choose the love. I want to love. I don't want to be scared anymore. I'm so tired of it. And I know that I can't do it myself. It's a big, big responsibility to take this step. And nobody can take it away from you. Like, you gotta do it. But you can't do it yourself. You need good people around you. And these people will come as soon as you start loving yourself, being a kind person towards yourself. And then everything else will come. Everything is already there. But when you're in love, in peace with yourself, you're getting aware of it. When you're just scared, running out there, chased by fear, you can't see. Your view is so narrow down, dark, and just depressed. But when you can take a breath, when you can really then you can see. And I promise you, you will see that everything is there. The money, the love, the connection, the food, the drinks, the drugs, whatever it is, it's all there. You just gotta get out of the head, put your fingers to work, and take it, baby. Go out there and take it, baby. And that's it for me today. I will go out and take it now as well. It's Wednesday, I think, eh? What day? We got Wednesday today. Off, guys. There's a lot of love coming from my place here. I'm aiming for clarity. I don't want to feel numb anymore. I don't want to numb myself up. I want to be here. I want to face reality. And I want to shoot my shot. And that's exactly what I will do. And I just encourage you to do the same. Whatever that means. Go out there and find it yourself. Jesus. Big hug. Lots and lots and love from Berlin. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.